Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time, a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Salt for the earth, though people, salt for the kingdom of God. Share the flavor of life, oh people, life in the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy, bring forth the kingdom of peace, bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the city of God. Remember this hymn? I love the call and response of the song. It is a reminder and invitation to participate in being the salt of the earth, and in the next verse, the light on the hill. We've heard this message many times, and this gospel has inspired many songs. Bring forth the kingdom, light of the world from Godspell, the children's song, This Little Light of Mine, City on a Hill by Casting Crowns, just to name a few. It can be easy to assume we know the meaning and move on with our lives. However, this gospel is meant to challenge us each time we hear it, a reminder that all of us, you and me, are salt for the earth and light of the world. Now, what does this mean exactly? Salt of the earth? When we call people salty, it isn't normally a compliment. Light of the world? Are we supposed to glow as we walk around? Our readings today pair together beautifully and answer these questions for us. The psalm reiterates Jesus' message, "The just man is a light in darkness to the upright." In our second reading, Paul tells us where the strength of our faith lies, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. And the first reading from Isaiah gives us some examples of how we can be salt and light. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. Sounds like the corporal works of mercy, right? We are also salt for the earth in the small things we do that witness to our faith, offering up an inconvenience for someone who is struggling, holding a door open, greeting those around you with a genuine smile and interest in them, saying a prayer for a friend or stranger, responding with kindness when someone is gruff, praising God's goodness in a conversation, choosing to love as Jesus loves. This list goes on and on. We can do these things out of duty or a general kindness, but how much greater is our witness when we do it to reflect God's light to others, when we are motivated by His love? The world needs hope. We see it in the headlines, we see it in the despair of those around us, we see it in the brokenness of our own lives. God's light is meant to be hope for all, to reflect God's glory in the world around us, and it is reflected in different ways in each person. God created us good and as individuals. My strengths and weaknesses are not your strengths and weaknesses. How I share God's light will look different than how you share God's light. One person may love to verbally pray over others, while another would rather anonymously drop off a meal at someone's house. It is one thing to know we are salt and light, but it isn't always easy to choose to let our light shine and our salt be flavorful. Think about how the candle's light is spread at Easter Vigil. The priest blesses and lights the Easter candle. From that one flame, we each light our candles, and the church is filled with light. While these candles shine, we proclaim God's goodness through the sung exultet, which means rejoice. One line recognizes how this light is passed on and through us. But now we know the praises of this pillar, which glowing fire ignites for God's honor, a fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by the sharing of its light. That is how our light is meant to be, visible to others, to light a spark in them and keep the spark in us. We may not always see the results of our actions, but we are planting seeds. As Bishop Ken said, we are prophets of a future not our own. We don't need to verbally preach the Bible to everyone we meet. In fact, that won't reach most people's hearts. We are called to live in kindness, to see others as God sees them, love as God loves, and to show mercy to those around us. That is how we are God's light and God's salt on the earth. How can you and I be the salt of the earth and the light of the world through our lives today? You are a light on the hill, O people, light for the city of God. Shine so holy and bright, O people, shine for the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy, bring forth the kingdom of peace, bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the city of God.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.